Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. When sin entered the human race, our consciences were defiled. We moved into the shadows, hoping to hide from the consequences of what we've done. And when our deeds are exposed, our first instinct is to blame someone else. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Now, Erwin Lutzer continues a series on the power of a clear conscience. He's talking about living in the shadows, something that started in the Garden of Eden.
Now, the question is this: what is the answer to this? What is the conclusion to this? God says, I come looking for you. Do you notice this? Adam and Eve weren't in the garden saying, oh, I wonder where we can find God. Let's run to see if we can find him. God comes looking for them. And the Bible says that there is no one who seeks after God. No, not one. You say, well, I sought after God. Yes, you did. It's because God took the initiative. And God began a search, and he found you, and he found me in our own garden. God came looking for us. You have not chosen me, I've chosen you, said Jesus. And so what we find is God comes looking for them. And what was their condition when he came looking for them? Verse 7, the eyes of both were opened. What Satan said was partially true. They now experienced evil. And the eyes of them were opened, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And ever since that time, man is looking for fig leaves. Fig leaves that drive people to success. Fig leaves that say, nobody is ever going to see me as inadequate. It's not just that I'm going to dress nicely. It's going to be that I'm going to be a success in my business. I'm going to trample on anybody that I need to trample on to get my way, because I want to ascend the ladder. I want people to look at me and to say, look at how significant I am. And I will pay any price. I'll destroy my family. I'll do whatever I need to do. But I need to look good, and I need to personally be satisfied, because I need these fig leaves to cover my own sin and my own inadequacy. Search for fig leaves. There are even those who say that our worship should be for ourselves, not for God. The desire to say, I'm number one, just worship me and we'll get along well. But in the process, I'm going to do all that I can to discredit you so that I look better than you do. Fig leaves. And so the whole process of human nature goes on. And then because of the hollowness of the fig leaves, and the emptiness, they don't know where to turn, so it's alcoholism and drugs, and for many people, suicide, because all of the fig leaves don't work. Well, that's man's answer to his shame, to his nakedness. God has his answer. You'll notice in verse 21, it says, and the Lord God made for Adam and his wife garments of skin and clothed them. Wow. So, where did God get the garments of skin? Well, obviously, God killed animals. He had created some, and he killed some. What God is saying right at the beginning is this: there is no cheap covering for sin. You can't cover your sin, no matter how well it is hidden. Only God can do that, and he does it through the sacrifice, ultimately, of Jesus Christ, who sheds his blood as a ransom for sin. That is going to be God's answer to sin, and it's not cheap. It cost him the death of his son and the whole drama of redemption. What that means now is that sin can be covered. The mess cannot be cleaned up oftentimes. The consequences are going to be there. I remember as a boy when we spilled some oil on a concrete floor out on the farm. You know, we couldn't really clean it up. You try to, and the patch is still there. But if you want to do something on that concrete floor, you just put a tarp over it. You cover it. But God's covering is going to do more than to simply throw a covering over it and pretend it never happened. God is now going to work more deeply in the human heart so that it is not just that we are legally forgiven, but it is because of the fact that our hearts are actually cleansed. And we're going to talk about that in this series of messages. Because God is going to purge the conscience, the Bible says, so that you not only are forgiven, but you know the forgiveness so that you can look into God's face and the face of everyone else with joy and openness and freedom because your conscience has been made clear. So what God says here is that eventually, as we work through this series, the accusations will stop. You'll be able to sleep at night. Oh, yes, there may be reconciliation issues, most assuredly, but God is going to lead us so that we are actually at peace with him and with others. Now, when Adam and Eve received God's covering, did that mean that everything would go well from that time on? Now, I can imagine that they had a huge argument that evening, and they're still arguing over whose fault is it. Well, you did it first. Yeah, but you were standing there. Okay, sure, I was standing there. But who actually took the first bite? And how is this going to be resolved? And look at the mess. Now, don't look at me. Look at yourself, Adam. Didn't God say that you are to be the head of my home? He's the one that he's going to hold you responsible. And God does hold Adam responsible. So what were you doing in the garden? How come you were standing beside me? Why didn't you say something? Can't you just imagine it? Because the covering of God meant that they could now have fellowship with God again. But all of the human issues that relate to conscience were still boiling within their home. And then eventually, they raise Cain. And what an experience that is. And then, Adam, look at what your son did today. Eve, you're the one that bore him. You spent more time raising him than I did. I was out in the field. Now look at what happened. Cain kills Abel. The whole history of the human race falls apart as evil has its way. And you and I are caught in that huge vortex of evil. Born with a sin nature, coming into this world under condemnation, struggling with conscience issue, struggling with integrity. But the good news is Jesus came to rectify the mess and to give us hope. And the big issue today is not the greatness of your sin. You can be here today and have committed the biggest sin imaginable. Someday I'll tell you about a book I read this summer where Hitler's cronies, several of them, came to saving faith in Jesus Christ as the result of the witness of Chaplain Gerke. Would that be okay with you when you get to heaven and find out that some of Hitler's men who did such atrocities are in heaven? Or would you say, what are these guys doing here? And they might come up to you and shake your hand and say, could you tell me something? What are you doing here? Because grace is now going to be offered to a fallen human race. At every message that I preach in this series, I'm going to give you something to memorize. I want you to know by next week, Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2, was actually read to us this morning, and I memorized it in the King James where it has all the hymns and the he's. But of course, that refers to women, it refers to children. That's the way it was in the Old Testament. And I'm going to quote those verses to you because they were written by a man who committed murder and adultery. Couldn't clean up the mess, but God restored the joy of his salvation because he dealt with his conscience. The words are, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity and in whose spirit there is no deceit." I want you to know, despite his terrible, terrible sin and the consequences, David ended with a clear conscience, and so can you, and so can I. Jesus went into the upper room, and he said to the disciples before his death, "Take, eat, this is my body, this is the cup that I give you, symbolizing my blood, which is going to be shed for sinners, because I'm going to cover your sin. I'm going to rejuvenate you so that you can have a clear conscience and you can rejoice regardless of your past." That's the agenda for the next messages. And now, if you've never received Christ as Savior, you are here at the Moody Church, you are listening online, by CD, by radio, whatever. You can receive Christ right now, because the teaching of Scripture is there's nothing that the serpent could do to keep God from rescuing humanity and showing grace. Isn't that wonderful? There's nothing that the serpent could do. He had to stand by and watch God cover sin, and he can cover yours today. You pray with me. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you might use these messages to bring about transformation and hope to all. And we pray, Father, for those who have never received Christ as Savior. Draw them in. May your grace draw them as they realize that despite their past, you can cover their sin and they can know you. Thank you for the preciousness of the blood that does it. If you've believed on Jesus, even where you are listening now, you may do that. Say, "Jesus, today I accept your offer of grace." In his name we pray. Amen.
And my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. If as a result of this message you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, would you let us know? You can go to the website moodymedia.org. And there you'll discover that you can connect with us. We'd love to hear your testimony. As you notice in this message and others, I pour out my heart to those who have never believed in Christ, that they might come to saving faith. This, of course, is part of a series of messages entitled "The Power of a Clear Conscience." And as I frequently say, I hope that you take your phone, call your friends, tell them to listen, because it is my intention, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to bring about the transformation that only God can in terms of our consciences, so that we can walk intimately with God.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer with Living in the Shadows, the first in a 10-part series on the power of a clear conscience. Sometimes we carry guilt for things that are not our doing. Next time on Running to Win, why it's not all your fault. This series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about the power of a clear conscience. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.